Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest, Dr. Erica Elliott. Her book is Medicine and Miracles in the High Desert. And of course, we're talking about her life on... How long did you stay on the reservation, Erica?
I stayed 2 years, and then I wanted to perfect my Navajo. And so I went to live with a family that spoke no English. And I... became a sheep herder, 594 sheep and goats, and I did that for a few months, and I learned everything about really traditional life. It was
much
like 100 years ago or something, and I learned how to shear sheep and card the wool and spin it and weave and get the plants to dye the wool and butcher. I butchered a sheep. That was really hard for me to do
me
that.
Too.
And then I wanted to learn more about indigenous people, so I joined the Peace Corps and worked high in the Andes with Quechua-speaking Indians who were descendants of the Incas. But, you know, George, I wanted to tell you about what happened when I spoke those few words of Navajo. Everything changed. I mean, the kids just came alive, and they asked me to take out each kid every weekend, take out a different kid, and drive them to their remote homesteads out in the middle of nowhere. And it was incredible because they invited me to ceremonies that white people never experience and usually aren't allowed in those ceremonies, and they completely took me in, and it changed my life. And what happened to the children is they saw how excited I was about learning about their lives and their culture, and it turns out these kids were actually incredibly smart, and it's too bad the other teachers didn't realize that. Because they wanted so much for me to learn about their lives that they learned English so fast that this is unbelievable, but I have a newspaper article to prove what I'm about to say. Three of the children won a regional speech contest. And these were children who really couldn't
That's
put
amazing.
A sentence together. It shows you how much transformation happens when there's love involved. I loved these kids, and they knew it. And it made them come so alive. And Wow, were they smart. They were really smart kids.
They're all adults now, aren't they?
They're all adults. And I wanted to tell you, or your listeners, that I knew that...
We got a picture, by the way, of you with the kids.
Oh, yeah, 36 kids. Yeah, I just was so in love with them. I knew their whole family. I'd spend a whole weekend with each of the kids. So for 36 weekends, I was with a different kid. And they didn't speak English, the families, the grandmothers and the parents. And so I really had to learn Navajo to really converse. And that was hard. I was already linguistically oriented because I had lived in different countries in Europe.
Sure.
Because my parents worked. But I had never faced a language that was so challenging. And
well, that's why they were our code talkers during World War II, so yeah, the Germans wouldn't figure out what we were up to.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something else. So I knew that boarding schools had a really bad history with abusing the children, but this boarding school was really different. Part of it was this is different era. This was 1971, so things had already changed. But I asked the principal why this was different, because they were nice to the students. They didn't hit them or punish them for speaking their language or doing anything bad. And he said it was his deep purpose to make sure that the kids were treated well, because he told about his abuse in the South. And so he was very identified with the children and making sure they weren't treated the way he was treated when he grew up in the South. And we ended up having such a bond, he called up Washington, D.C. for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. He said, we have this white teacher who speaks Navajo, and she's on her own doing something that looks like bilingual, bicultural education. And, do you want to use her as a pilot program? Because that's when that was a brand new concept. It was just starting. And so I became part of the pilot program, and the BBC came and filmed the classroom. And,
oh, cool.
You know, it was really exciting how we collaborated. And he allowed me... We really bonded, and he normally had to make sure the teachers followed the curriculum. He let me do whatever I wanted, so I made my own curriculum instead of the Dick and Jane books. We made our own curriculum based on experience, like going into the canyon and doing these little adventures, and then they'd come back and write about it. And I just wanted to tell the listeners what a magical experience this was for me.
Most people probably don't even know that this Navajo reservation of 17 million acres exists.
That's right. And so I think if the listeners decide to read the book, I think it'll be mind-blowing. In fact, it's so mind-blowing, some of the things I saw, like with the peyote ceremony.
Well, you saw some miracles, which I want to get into, too.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you take over. I just wanted to make that connection.
I can tell how excited you are about this project you've been doing.
Oh, so excited, George. It changed my life completely.
How are they living now, Erica, on the reservation? I mean, are they happy? Is it well provided for?
No, it's a rugged life.
Is housing bad and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's very rugged.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
So they got the land, but that's about it, huh?
Yeah, the government hasn't kept its promises very well. But now, like I said, there's a silver lining to that. These young people are getting just so amped up about changing things and making the people more self-reliant like they used
to. Well, and when you say young people, you're saying non-Native American kids?
No, I'm sorry. Native, their own Navajo people.
Okay.
The young people, like in their 20s to 40, let's say, are really starting to make a difference on the reservation.
All right, so the name of your book is called Medicine and Miracles in the High Desert. What miracles?
Okay, so one of the families was a member of the Native American Church, which is the peyote religion that's borrowed from the Plains Indians. That's not traditional Navajo, but many tribes adopted this from the Lakota people. The Lakota people found use of peyote in ceremonial religious purposes that it helped them cope when they were being slaughtered in the late 1800s, and then it was a source of great comfort to them and solace to have this plant medicine that helped them cope. And again, the Navajos adopted it. And so white people in that era were not allowed to attend, but I was invited, and it was legal for Navajos. The government gave permission. And they would go to Texas every year and harvest the peyote. Yeah.
It's a cactus, right?
It's a cactus, yeah. It's a cactus, like San Pedro. And they asked me if I would like to go to a ceremony. And they said I'd have to, you know, wear no white man clothes. I had to dress like a Navajo woman. They supplied me with everything, and it's full of silver jewelry and turquoise. I looked like I was going to a Navajo prom or something. I was so dressed up, and I was kind of scared because I knew this was mind altering, and so I didn't know what it was going
to
do.
You had to imbibe on the peyote too?
Yeah, and it came in three forms: the button, the tea, and a powder. And it went around all night, and they were praying for healing of a baby, and sang, and, you know, some people thought Native people are not emotional. They got really emotional, and in their prayers, they were tears coming down their
cheeks. Well, tell us when you took the peyote, what happened to you?
Okay, well, every time something miraculous happened. The first time, what was so amazing, George, is I was just there about a month or two, so I was just barely learning Navajo. I could say, what's your name, where are you from, how many sheep do you have, and stuff, not much. And so my the family that, quote, adopted me, and they told me I was supposed to call the woman my mother, Shimma, and she sat next to me, and when the sacred tobacco came around, which it's from herbs that are gathered in the mountains, when you inhale, exhale, and then you pray. And so when after my Navajo mother finished praying, she handed me the hand-rolled cigarette and said, pass it on. In English, she said, you can pass it on.
It's like a marijuana joint.
It's like a marijuana joint. And I took it. I was really had a lot of peyote at that time, and I was really affected by it. And so I took it, and I inhaled, exhaled, and then I started praying in Navajo. And I thought to myself, while I was praying in Navajo...
Which you didn't know how to, right?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know how to pray. I mean, in their language. I didn't know their language, even. I was just a beginner at learning. And while I was praying, I mean, I was speaking totally fluently. And I was... Part of my brain was saying, "Wow, I must be hallucinating. I can't possibly be speaking Navajo, but this is I'm in a dream. This can't be real." I kept saying to myself, "This can't be real." While I was praying, and I thought, "Gee, I must be really high from this stuff." And then I finished praying, and then this water drum goes around. And you pass it on, and you go, hey, na, young. And then she, my Navajo mother, passed me the drum and said, pass it on. And I didn't. I started drumming, and I started singing a Navajo prayer song. Hey, na, young, yo.
Now, how did you even learn or know how to do it?
I did not learn any of this stuff.
But were you pretty accurate, though, singing?
Well, I'll tell you how this ends. I just thought, I'm dreaming this whole thing. I said, this is more real than real life, but I know it's a dream. This can't possibly be true because I've never heard these songs before ever in my life. How can I possibly know them? And so after the peyote wore off and it became daylight, we filed out, kneeled down, touched the earth with our forehead, and fanned ourselves with the eagle feather fan, and then went into the nearby cinder block house and sat down for breakfast on the floor with a sheet, and it was mutton stew, fry bread, and canned peaches. And the Navajo, the medicine man at the peyote ceremonies are called roadman, and they don't say medicine man, they say roadman. The roadman looked at me and started talking to me nonstop in Navajo. I didn't have any idea what he was saying, and he was looking me right in the face. And I started feeling really uncomfortable. Everybody was looking at me. And finally, I was so embarrassed. I just said, excuse me, I don't really know what you're saying. I don't speak Navajo. And everybody burst out laughing. And he said, you sure talked up a storm last night.
Which you don't remember.
I remember, but I thought it wasn't real. I thought, that can't be real.
Like a dream?
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was a dream. And he said, no, it was real. I was really singing a song. I said, but I don't even know those songs. He said, well, that's what the medicine does. They call it plant medicine. That's what the medicine does.
Now, do they give this medicine to people who are sick?
Yes.
They
yes.
do.
So it's used for prayer and for healing sickness. And so every time I went to a peyote ceremony, I went to quite a few, I saw miracles happen. And one of the miracles was to my own healing. I don't know if you have time for me to tell about how a tumor disappeared.
I just have a minute to go. You had a tumor?
Yes. It was like a lymph gland, like a lymphoma, and I went two hours to...
Do you know if it was benign or cancerous?
No, the internist said it was probably cancer and that he needed to biopsy it. He said it was hard as a rock, just like cancer. He was sure it was cancer.
And it disappeared sometime during these episodes of these events?
Yes. I touched my under my jaw and it disappeared.
And it's still gone?
Yeah, I keep fingering it. It's 50 years later. I'm still put my finger there.
You think it's going to come back, right?
I can't believe it after 50 years that it's permanently gone.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.